Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas, the Augusta Pines Golf and Country Club, which is the venue for the Administaff Small Business Classic. Folks, we now have our own golf tournament. It's named for us, thanks to the good folks at Administaff. They've given us our own golf tournament. I hope you appreciate that, because I sure do. And they invited me down here to whoop it up with them on behalf of small business and golf. You know, for me, it doesn't get any better than this to be able to be around small businesses and golf. That's like a dream come true for me. And the only thing that would make it better would be an interview, would be able to visit with our good friend Sam Norwood with Tatum Partners. I mean, that's like the hat trick for me. And so he's here with us right now. This is the pinnacle of my life right now. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, how you doing?
I'm okay, Sam. You know,
you're in hog heaven there.
You've made my day. Well, look, I got a small business turn. I got a small business folks all around me.
Yeah.
I'm at a golf tournament, and I'm talking to you. I mean, life is sweet.
Life is good. Well, life's good here in Atlanta, Georgia, too, and life's good overall for our friends in business, but not quite as good. I'll have to report to you as they were, let's say, 3 months ago.
It's the things are still coming up flowers, but they're not quite roses, are they?
Exactly. It's we do this survey once a month of our nearly 400 partners around the country and all these different businesses, and we try to get the sandpaper feel, as we say, for what's going on in the economy and business conditions, and we see a slowdown in the growth. So we're kind of coming down to a little crawl here, not good as it was in the spring and the summer, but nonetheless, we're not in recession, and we're doing all right. Employment seems to be strong, relatively.
Well, now, Sam, we got a lot of folks out there who listen to you every month, and we've gotten used to your numbers. Give us a little bit of a review of how the numbers this month compare to last month.
Well, we consolidate a lot of our information into one thing that we call the Tatum Index of Business Conditions. This index swings relatively broadly and has been as high as 32 in May of this year, in the spring. It is down now to 6.3, and anything above 4 is considered positive, but we had been way up there, and it's come down for the last 3 months fairly dramatically from 27.1 to 6.3. And it's a combination of a lot of things, which we'll talk about in the individual elements in a little bit.
Exactly. And what is the main thing that you attribute this this sort of a little bit of a slide, downward slide in the overall conditions?
Well, home refinancings are down fairly dramatically, and even though new home sales are seeming to do really well, the refinancings are off, and I think that partly the economy was buoyed during the past year with refinancings and people spending part of the money that
a lot of consumer cash being spent, right?
I think so.
What about petroleum?
You know, it matters some, and it will matter more now that it's $52 a barrel this morning.
Yeah, that's a record in terms of dollars.
It's going to matter some, and it's a little worrisome.
It's a record in terms of dollars, Sam, but it's not a record in terms of adjusted for inflation.
Well, exactly. And something we need to realize is that even if we're paying $2 or $2.50 even, we're still at about half of what most people in the world pay for gasoline, but it's quite high relative to what we're used to.
But it's a 1-2 punch for small business owners, Sam, this high gas prices, because we're not used to paying these prices, and number one, so it's an emotional hit, and number two, January 1st, we didn't budget for over $2 a gallon gas.
Well, that's correct. And everything that we buy has an energy component to it. And so as the higher prices for petroleum generally trickle through, it's going to put some pressure on inflation, and it's going to puts pressure on interest rates, which are still low by historic standards, but are rising. And so people are a little worried about that, and people are worried about things in the Mid East and how that's going, and the uncertainties about the election and how that's going to end up. All has a constraint both to individual consumers and to businesses generally in the commitments that they make.
Right. All right. Let's talk about some of the individual indicators that you guys track.
Right. Well, the good news in all of our indicators is that employment is holding up the best of any of our four major indicators. And we'll talk about the other three. But for a moment, you know, it seemed like when the economy was taking off and the things were booming, that the big bugaboo was that the hiring was still slow. Well, it turns out that, and we know this in concept, but here it is in reality, and that is that employment is a lagging indicator. We as business people will gear up when we absolutely need to, and we're a little slow to gear down, and so it lags the actual activity. So employment is, and it's good news for folks who are looking for jobs. It's holding up pretty well, but backlogs, which are the indication of what's going to be happening. So we book business and then we ship business or deliver, and that's backlogs, and that's down fairly dramatically. And so if backlogs are down, it's not a good indicator for the near-term shipments rate.
Right.
Our capital commitments also are down, and that's an indicator of how we're feeling about our need for expansion and how we're feeling about making commitments generally.
Aren't the tax advantages that were given to us a year ago in May, raising direct expensing up to $102,000 this year, those haven't been extended, have they, yet?
Well, they're still running, and the $100,000 is still a good thing, but the tax
cut. It ends in December. Doesn't it end this
run
year?
Through.
Doesn't it end this year, Sam?
Jim, I don't think it ends this year, but it might.
Okay. I was thinking maybe not. I was thinking at the end of this year.
Yep.
Hey, Sam, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum CFO Partners, and we're talking about the most recent Tatum survey that they take every month across the country. And we got more to come after these messages. I'm at the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows. Beautiful downtown Woodlands. Is there a downtown Woodlands, Texas? I'm not sure. I'll have to ask Randy McCollum about that. He's going to be with us in just a little bit. And I don't know if there is a downtown Woodlands, but it sure is beautiful country here north of Houston. I'm at the Administaff Small Business Classic. It's the Champions Tour that Administaff has brought back to Houston, and we're just having a great time here. And, Sam, I wish you were here.
I wish.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners. Sam, tell us about Tatum.
Well, Tatum started about 10 years ago, and we supply on an outsourced basis both chief financial officers and chief information officers to businesses large and small on either a temporary basis or a part-time basis or a full-time basis. And we have 30 offices around the country, including Houston, where you are. And
how many pros have you got out there? About 300 or so?
No, about 400.
They're all over the country. These are chief financial officers and chief information officers, right?
Yes, about three quarters of our partners are chief financial officers, but chief information officers are about one fourth of our partners, and. And businesses find that outsourcing is a smart thing to do. It gives them flexibility and gives them focused, high-caliber talent.
So many companies out there that are growing, these emerging companies that are growing from small to middle to enterprise-level companies, they need the power of a big six-figure pro as a CFO or a CIO, but they can't afford them right now. But they only need that person for a day or two, a week.
Might need the horsepower part time, and in which case that horsepower is available part time and will be doing part time for another client, and it works out really well for a lot of companies. But also full time or interim, it works out to hire the best. And they remain partners with our firm, and a little sliver of what they earn comes to our firm, but they get support from our firm in the way of sharing of intellectual capital.
The website is Tatum.com, right?
Yes, TatumPartners.com.
TatumPartners.com. Okay, Sam, I want to talk about this employment thing. Of the news that you've got for us this month, what are you concerned about, and what do you think is the good news?
Well, in as much as employment is kind of a lagging indicator, I would not take, this Friday, tomorrow, is going to be the release of the employment data. I believe it'll be okay. It won't be bad. It'll be pretty good, relatively speaking. But because it's a lagging indicator, right now, I would not take it too much to heart that it is a harbinger of good things in the near term, because most of our other indicators are negative. The other positive indicator is that financing is still good. Money's available on a historic standard. It's pretty cheap. So the capital is available, and people and employment's good, but the backlogs are not good, and capital commitments are not good, so capital spending commitments. So we think the near term does not look good,
Sam, fundamentally,
as good as the
employment
indicators would be.
Fundamentally, though, Sam, the economy is not—it's not booming, but it's still pretty strong, isn't it?
We think it's still growing, but you remember earlier? In the fourth quarter, third and fourth quarters last year, it grew like 6 or 7%, and then 4%, and in the first half this year, 3 and 4%. We think it's going to be less than that in the quarter that has just ended, and we also think that the news coming out from retailers generally and from a lot of businesses will show not positive surprises on the whole, but either neutral to negative surprises in the sense of what they report for earnings, and they're going to be cautious in their outlooks.
Well, isn't profit and cash flow doing a lot better these days too?
Cash flow and profits are doing better than they have done in prior years. It'll be we think it's going to be okay, but the market always looks to expectations rather than the prior year, and we think that while it'll be earnings are pretty good, we also think that there will be more disappointments than pleasant surprises in the upcoming earnings releases for the third quarter. And we're not market folks. We're not securities traders, and we don't have any axe to grind there. But I'm saying to you that our guys are out where the rubber meets the road, dealing with businesses, and we perceive a slowdown in the growth occurred. It's perceptible. It's been 3 months in a row now for us, and we think that it will come out in the coming reports.
Yeah. Sam, thank you for being here today. This has been a good report, as always. You always give us good information. Tell us again, it's TatumPartners.com, right?
Yes, and they can see our survey, TatumPartners.com. They can get the full survey there, a survey report, which we publish each month on about the fifth of the month. And so that's a good resource for them.
And you can also find it on my website. If you're there first, go there and check it out, and then you can click over to Sam's website. Sam, thank you for being here today. Good job, and we'll see you next time. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners. That's TatumPartners.com. 29 after, I'm going to introduce you in a minute to somebody that you're really going to like, Randy McCollum with Administaff. Can't wait to get him to tell us the story about this tournament. 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.